Welcome to the Skippy and Fanti Show, the special Christmas edition. That was...
I know, but I really just can't, like, there's no... It's like, dairy!
You came up with the damn tagline.
I know, but then I realized it totally doesn't work. So instead, I'm going to tell a joke.
No.
Yes, I'm telling a joke.
Oh, gosh.
Are you ready? This is in honor of the movie we are reviewing today, our special Christmas episode. What's soft and round, and you put it on a stick, and you toast it in a fire, and it's green?
Martian mellows. That is a joke from the awful movie that we are reviewing today in Torture Cinema. It is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. From the title, you should not take this to be a campy science fiction, like, war movie, which would actually have been more preferable to what we actually ended up with.
Totally a Christmas movie. All right, so tell them what the story is.
Okay. So there are Martians, and apparently in 1964, we were so dumb we didn't realize that there weren't massive civilizations on Mars. Whoop-de-doo. But apparently all of their children aren't happy, and they're somehow watching... They don't have any of their own TVs, so they basically pirate all of our TV programs and watch them at home. And their kids just stare and watch at it, but they're not happy. And the Martians get the idea, well, we're going to go kidnap Santa Claus, and he'll make presents for all the kids. Not realizing, like, why don't you just make your own presents? Like, you could... That's not that hard. Like, it would save you even the energy of all the crap you did. But anyway, so they go to the Earth, and they hide. They have this radar, anti-radar thing. And they come in, and they realize there's millions of people dressed as Santa. And so they end up in the woods and meet these kids. Why they went to the woods, I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, so they talk to the kids, and the kids are like, hey, you can't steal Santa. And they're like, we have to take you with us, and blah, blah, blah. And so they go to the North Pole, because they couldn't have figured out these from the North Pole from the programs that they pirated, why they needed the kids to tell them, I don't know, whatever. The Martians are retarded. But anyway, so they go to and they steal him, and they've got, like, plunger guns that, like, freeze people, and they steal Santa Claus, but for some reason they don't think that maybe they should take the elves and the Mrs. Claus that they've frozen, and so they, like, go back to Mars, and not realizing that Earth knows where they're from, because... Whatever. But anyways, they go, and Santa, like, makes them stuff, and there's, like, the evil bad guy Martian who's like, Mars should be a fighting place, and I'm gonna take you and put you out in airlock. Da-da-da. And yeah, and then everyone's happy at the end.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Whatever. We've watched some damn bad movies for this show, and this is... I just feel dumb even trying to explain what it's about.
That's because you don't have the Christmas spirit, I'm convinced. Because otherwise, I think you actually would have liked this movie.
No. I like A Christmas Story.
That one's okay.
No, that one's a classic. And if you just say it's okay, I will disown you.
I like the movie Santa Claus.
The Tim Allen one?
No.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
It actually has Dudley Moore in it. Well, that's really good.
I don't even know.
And magic candy cane that make you fly or something. I don't remember. It's been a long time. But anyway.
Anyway, so that's basically it. Did I miss anything that's salient?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, we're going to go into our 5x5s then.
Okay.
We're on the time limit. We got exactly 1 minute each. All right. Well, my first like is I found it humorous that Santa Claus is apparently not as funny as he should be, considering he's a big fat guy who laughs a lot. So, basically throughout the movie, he tells a lot of really just freaking dumb jokes. Like, dumb even for 40 years before that. Which tells me that Santa has been alive so long that he existed before jokes were invented.
They were pretty bad.
They were bad. Like, even the little kids who are around him are like, what the hell are you laughing at? Like, that wasn't even a joke.
I thought he was funny.
No, not no.
Ish.
He's funny because he's dumb.
Anyway, all right,
so
whatever.
Your like.
My first like was the movie. So ha, suck it.
choose the whole movie. That doesn't.
I choose the whole movie. That's my first like. I'm just laying it out there now. I liked this movie. I enjoyed this movie. I think it really was, in terms of Christmas movies, it was actually a good Christmas movie. It had all the elements that you want in a Christmas movie. It has people sad and then turning happy. And I liked
there's
the
kidnapping in the movie.
Well, yeah, except for that. I liked that, you know, Santa Claus was able to pass the mantle to the really bumbling idiot Martian, but still, I liked that. I think I have a problem with going into a lot of Christmas movies, though, with this air of, it's a Christmas movie, because I even liked the Smoky Mountain Christmas with Dolly Parton in it and Lee Majors, so...
Okay, well, you can
but
like
no,
the whole
movie. I legitimately, I enjoyed this movie. It's an odd movie. It's a really odd movie. It's bad even by 1964 standards, but there was something about it that really, to me, embodied what a Christmas movie is supposed to be.
All right, well, you're out of time now. Okay. I'm going to move on before I get mad at you.
Okay.
So, your first dislike?
The costumes of the Martians.
Oh, of the Martians. I was going to say, because Santa was pretty okay.
That was Santa. No, the costumes of the Martians were freaking deplorable.
There was a pipe, like, on the side of the head with two, like,
there was even a comment, you know, it's like... The kids ask, you know, what are those on your heads? And they say, well, there are antenna. And the kids say, are you a television?
Yeah.
And they laugh, like, that's funny. But I'm sitting there going, seriously, are you a television? Because you might as well be. What's funny is that it becomes obvious that Martians don't actually have antenna, because you see, like, the ancient wizened guy at one point, and he's got hair, no weird contraption on his head. So they stick these things on their heads at birth or something with antenna. And you're like, what could that possibly serve? It made no sense. It was horrible. Right. And then their face makeup, like the fact that they had like this really uneven green stuff on.
They're not even green. I thought they were black.
Some of them were like brownish, like mud green, you know, others.
Yeah. Green. I thought it was racist for a minute. I was like, whoa, like the bad guys are all black dudes. And I was like, no, it's just white guys in blackface.
White guys in really dark green face.
Yeah, but, well, I watched the YouTube version and it looked pretty black on my end, so.
Some of them did, I'll agree. All right. So what's your first dislike?
Children of the 1960s.
What?
They make me want to commit genocide. They were bad, 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 bad actors. Awful, awful, just terrible. Their lines were delivered unevenly. They were just, there was no life. Like, there were children in a Christmas movie who had no life in their eyes. It's not That's possible.
Right. It was fine early, like in that first scene when they first encounter the Martians. They were fine.
No, they were bad even.
They weren't great, but they were okay. And then it just got.
No, they weren't really even okay. Okay is like the kids in the Tim Allen Santa movie. Like, they're okay. No. These, they were bad. Can we move on? Because I might kill a child.
Okay. Please don't.
They
so
make
your,
me too, so.
Your, what are you?
Second
your,
like.
Second like, yours.
Oh, well, this is tied into it. The fact that parents of the 1960s are apparently just as bad of parents as parents today, because apparently these two kids get kidnapped and it takes them a day to figure out that they're missing. Not to mention they let their kids hang out in the woods in the middle of the night. And then
it was the middle of the night.
It was the middle of the night when they were in
the
woods.
It was the middle of the
day. No, it was nighttime.
No, it was daytime.
Well, it looked like nighttime to me, so maybe there was no sun back in the day. I don't know.
It was daytime.
Whatever. But they just let their kids, they're, 8-year-old kids, and you're letting them just go out in the woods. There aren't any bears out there or nothing. It's no big deal. And then, after the kid, there's kidnapped, no mass war or something? Like, man, if at the end of that movie, there should have been I'm going to steal a Martian spaceship and I'm going to go beat the shit out of these people. You freaking kidnapped my kids. I don't think so. Moving on. Your
so
next
you
life.
Liked that?
Yeah, because it just reminds me that people are they're just awful.
Okay. My
doesn't work.
My second like is Santa Claus.
Okay.
That dude was one of the best Santa Clauses I've seen in a while. I mean, he had the kind laugh of bumbly down. And,
yeah, I mean, like, he laughed
he
at his own.
He was good. And I liked, I just thought he was cute. I mean, you didn't like his jokes. I thought they were kind of cute. Like, his crack right in the beginning when he's, like, going through the names of all the reindeer, and he calls one Nixon, and then he's like, gosh darn it, I always forget the names of the reindeer.
Well, he's kind of like a bumbling fool. And
no, I mean, kind of, except that he seems to know what he's doing the whole time. Like, he seems okay with the fact that he's getting kidnapped. I mean, he seems like, you know what? It's good that I'm getting kidnapped because I realize what you need. I liked that about this Santa Claus. He seemed all along the way to, and he was able to, like, you know, deflate situations that were, you know, hostile, even when the guy's trying to kill him, you know.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah.
He was cute. He was a good Santa.
Whatever. All right, your second dislike.
Well, this kind of ties with my first dislike, but I had to point it out separately. The polar bear and the robot.
Okay, save it, because those are on my list.
Okay. Those are my second dislikes, just so you know. I'm putting out there now, the polar bear and the robot sucked.
Okay. Well, that's actually... We'll talk about the polar bear. That's one of my likes. Yeah. Polar bear puppets saving the day, because it's the only part of the movie that's scary, and yet he's just like... You get 30 seconds on screen, and he's really poorly designed, and he looks like a mutant badger.
The worst polar bear costume that has ever been made.
But it was awesome.
He really saved the day, though. I mean, there was nothing saving about what he did, except...
They were going to get found by Vuto or Vonko.
They got found anyway, so what does it matter? Granted, they would have been found slightly earlier, and they probably would have been killed, but, you know...
Exactly. So he saved their little bad-acting lives.
Okay, and it was a horrible, horrible costume.
Is that what you dislike? It's just a bad costume?
Yeah.
I agree with you. The costume's awful.
Deplorable.
It was bad.
It didn't even look like a polar bear. I don't even know what it looked like.
That's why I said mutant badger.
Yeah, mutant badger. I don't know what it was. It was like, it was just something with white hair.
It was sort of like a reject from the Star Wars movie that hadn't been made yet.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It looked like those, a polar bear mat, or not even a polar bear mat, like a bear mat.
They painted white?
The rug painted white that somebody put on over his head.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. My second dislike is actually that I find it really lame that American scientists... There's like one scene, it's 30 seconds long, where they have an American scientist explaining how they're going to deal with the Martian situation. But he has this really annoying fake German accent.
Well, that's because all... scientists are Einstein.
I know, but it was just like it was really annoying to have the, because there were even moments where the kids sounded like they were German. They kept saying workshop. They wouldn't say workshop, they would say workshop. And I'm like, where the hell did you get these kids? Like Berlin? You walk over and like, oh, that's a cute kid and it speaks English.
I never noticed that once, but
the little girl never says workshop, she says workshop. Watch it again.
Well, she also got, like, 2 Razzies over the course of her career, so that might be why.
Oh, well, of course, that makes sense. But anyway, so I just found that annoying that they had these fake German accents. But anyway, so your next like, to even out the likes, then.
All right, Droppo.
Yeah, he was annoying.
No, he was cute.
He was, I don't know, whatever.
He was really stupid.
Yes, he was.
You know what? It was more that he didn't bother me. It was more that everybody else's interactions with him bothered me. Like, him on his own, I was fine with. I thought it was really adorable that he takes up the role of Santa Claus. I love his crack in the beginning about how he forgot how to sleep, so he was just practicing.
Oh, yeah.
The lines they gave him were just like, oh my god, really? But, I mean, he just, his interaction with the kids and with Santa Claus, he seemed like the only genuinely good person in the movie. I liked that character. Okay. And I liked his involvement in the storyline and the fact that because of him, they can return Santa Claus and the kids back to Earth.
Okay. Whatever. All right. Well, then your third dislike.
the absolute utter stupidity of the Martians.
Yes, that's my third.
Oh my god. I mean, it was like, okay, you know, Creep, that had some really stupid people in it. This had, like, even stupider people in it.
Oh, I know. They're retarded.
First off, you've got, like, the Santa Claus thing. Since we both have this as our dislike, we're just going to combine it. Okay, so, like, that whole conversation about, there's so many Santa Clauses, but I see one over here, and I see one over here. You're like, oh my god, people, really?
They're dumb. Yeah,
they're really dumb. They, like, don't think anything through. Their spaceship design is deplorable, because, I mean, what kind of dumbass puts, like, I don't know.
But oh,
it was just...
And I also like they put this emphasis on the radar jammer, as
right.
if the fact that they're Martians. Like, and even after they're leaving, they're, like, they're so conscious about, like, we gotta make sure that they can't track us on radar. Like, because they can't figure out that they're from Mars. That they're Martians. But they're like, we're gonna jam the radar. They'll never find us. Like, oh.
It's not like the people on Earth knew they were Martians. Nobody saw them.
Mrs. Claus and the two elves.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
They don't
and even
count.
After that point, they still kidnap the kids. Even after they leave Mrs. Claus and the elves there, they still kidnap the kids, even though there's no reason to kidnap them anymore.
No, there really wasn't.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, they don't actually need Santa because they can build their own workshop.
Right,
they
exactly.
Anyway.
They do all of this stuff on their own. And then, like, the bad guys. Like, the absolute bumbling idiocy of the bad guys. You're like, what?
They're like the Three Stooges.
I mean, like, instead of having this one token stupid guy in Droppo, you end up with an entire race of dumb people.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the part where Droppo's dressed as Santa and the bad guys can't figure out that
can't figure it out.
Santa.
Oh my god.
But he's got this big pipe sticking out and his antenna and they're like, they can't tell? Like, really? And since you mentioned the robot...
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of your full-on dislikes?
A full-on dislike. That costume
okay.
was...
Right,
I mean,
we'll merge into that then.
I've seen better costumes on that on Halloween on kids.
This is one of the most retarded moments for the Martians. That the most terrifying, most awful weapon they can come up with is a cardboard robot with slinky arms that can barely move, and yet for some reason the children of the 1960s are incapable of escaping it.
Incapable. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It's bad.
It was like the poor man's version of Robbie, except nowhere near as cool.
Yeah, it was bad.
I just was very disappointed with that. I would have a better robot, you know?
All right, well then we hit your fourth dislike, and so my fourth dislike is Santa the laborer versus rapid industrialization, because there's this whole thing where he's pushing the buttons in the...
Wait, is this your dislike or your like?
It's a dislike.
Oh, you dislike that. I actually kind of liked that meta-narrative.
No, I hated it. It was so obvious.
Well, yeah, it was pretty obvious. But
and for 1960s, like, that's almost unacceptable.
Yeah, so the thing is that Santa back home, you know, he does everything, like, by hand. It's a labor of love. And then he goes to Mars, and it's completely industrialized. He pushes the button, and there's a crack about, they say, you know, they ask, are you tired? And he goes, no, but my finger is. And because he's been pushing buttons all day. And you're like, wow, that sucks.
It's
but
bad.
I actually liked that. I mean, I liked...
Ugh.
No, okay, I didn't like it necessarily as a meta-narrative or anything, because that's essentially what it was. I liked that Santa didn't like not making things by hand. Does that make
you're
sense?
Softy. You're a softy.
I am a softy. I was a total softy for this movie. Ugh. I have to admit.
All right, so are we on a fourth like, then?
That was fourth dislike. I haven't done my fourth dislike.
Oh, but you did your fourth like, right? No.
No, I haven't done either.
Okay, do your fourth dislike.
My fourth dislike is what the hell happened to the Americans? And everybody on Earth, really. So they're like, their radar thing, shield gets, you know, disabled. And then, you know, they're, like, flying along and, you know, presumably Earth is tracking them. And then they, like, even launch a spaceship, I think, that's following them. And then it's gone. And that was it.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, with they explain the whole, like, the reaction, what we're doing and how we're skipping 6 months of training and everything.
It's going to be awesome.
And then they never show up.
Yeah, they just kind of go, doo-doo-doo, we're in space. And then they go home or something.
They went to the moon instead.
I guess so, because they couldn't find their way to Mars, you know.
In 1964, no.
We don't know where Mars is. We're just going to go to the moon.
It's so dumb.
And have our moon landing.
it's...
Very disappointed with that, and yeah. Because that was the end of the fact that, you know, you could have had a battle.
You could have, but the title is totally misleading. It's really Santa Claus gives the Martians a hug. Not conquers the Martians. There's no conquering at all going on.
Oh, it's so true. All right, what's your next dislike?
No, my next like, because we're on fourth like now. I like Slinky references.
Oh, yeah, those were cute.
There was only one.
Well, yeah, that and the arms of the robot.
Oh, well, yeah, it was that. But there's a point when, like, a character describes what a slinky is. And I'm just like, you don't even have to say what it's a slinky, because I know. And you're describing it going down the steps. And I'm like, I like that. It made me happy.
That was cool.
Yeah, I had a slinky when I was a kid.
I did too. I almost bought another one, but then I realized we didn't have a stairs, so I didn't get any.
Oh, well, that's depressing. I can never get them to go down the darn stairs. But anyway.
I used to like buying them as stocking stuffers. They're like a great stocking stuffer. Because who doesn't like getting a slinky? Right?
So, unhappy people.
Right, exactly. And what's funny is a little bit of trivia about that. So they mentioned the slinky. They don't say the name. But 1964 was like a huge year for the slinky in terms of sales. Isn't that funny?
It's all because of this movie.
Exactly, all because of this movie.
They're like, what is that toy they're talking about? It sounds really stupid, but totally awesome. Like, I'm going to get so much joy out of watching some springy damn thing roll down steps.
Right.
Exactly. I really need that. Put it in my present list. Come on. Why did you not give me a title? What's wrong with you?
Too funny. All right, so my fourth was the fact that this movie was basically, and how long was it?
Hour and
20 minute long promotion video for the Air Force. Loved it!
What?
Seriously! They have more footage of Air Force than they do actual movie. Think about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All like the little cut scenes. Okay, it's not like the whole movie, but there's a ton of them, an absolute ton of cutscenes showing Air Force ships getting ready, showing them prepping bombs, showing a missile starting to get launched. I mean, there's like tons of it. There's probably 30 minutes of like archive footage, I swear, of Air Force. And it was freaking awesome. Like, I'd be sitting there watching and they'd be like,
but there was a war on at that time, wasn't there?
Ship. And then they pop up another scene of the Air Force and I'm going, yay, Air Force!
There was a war going on right then, right?
I have in 64. Yeah, there was, I think Vietnam was.
Vietnam had started by then, yeah.
So, but there was a ton of stock footage. And apparently some of it was actually the same footage that was used in Dr. Strangelove, which I think is funny.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, there was a lot of it, and I really enjoyed it for some random reason. Well, because my husband's in the Air Force, obviously. Oh, but.
Okay. Your last dislike.
My last dislike. The epic battle.
What epic battle?
Duh, the epic battle?
You mean where they were squirting him with, like, water and shooting balls at him? There's this whole scene where Santa's like, we're going to get him. And then they, like, take all these toys out and they shoot the one bad guy with water and, like, those little balls and the little gun things.
The balls, and the air guns and all little these
toy
toys
soldiers
on
walk
the ground.
Yeah.
They're going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And he's, like, dancing around like an idiot. Loved it.
Because he can't point his gun and freeze them. Yeah.
I actually have to combine my dislike with my like. Because that scene was freaking deplorable. There's nothing epic about it. It's literally the epic battle of the movie. And it was like, the villain is the most incompetent villain. Oh no! Air poppy guns! Oh no! Toy soldiers! Oh no! They sprayed water at me! And he dances. He literally is like dancing around the room. And you're going, what? really? But at the same time, there was something totally awesome about the fact that four children and Santa Claus defeat the evil villain with toys. That, and I got to watch a guy in a green, you know, Martian costume with antenna dance around a room looking like an idiot. Hilarious!
All right, well, my last dislike before we go into the last likes was actually, if you notice, the Martian guns were partially made out of plungers.
Yes, they were. That was fabulous.
That's just like, you spent all this money building these, the inside of the sets of the ship with the lights and, you know, all this retro 50s sci-fi movie garbage. Mm-hmm. And you can't even come up with a gun that is made of something that doesn't look like it has shit all over it.
In their defense, Russians use the same lettering that the American military uses, too. So it's not like they were spending that much.
No, but still, come on. Oh,
it was like
bad.
A combination of a Drano bottle and a plunger. That was the best part.
It did, yeah. And of course, I think it's funny on a metaphorical level that all it does is freeze things up, whereas a plunger just does the exact same thing.
We'll go with that. Thanks for bringing that into the equation.
It's a plunger. I mean, it's a butt gun. Anyway, to end this out then, my last like is how the movie declares that all life in the universe is doomed precisely because everyone, including Martians and humans, are so dumb that it's actually amazing they've managed to create spaceships, let alone enriched cornmeal.
Yeah.
They are dumb. So dumb. How did we evolve to this point?
I'm sorry, is this a like or dislike?
It's a like. I like being reminded that my species doesn't deserve to exist.
Yeah.
Or maybe I dislike that. I don't know. I'm confused. This movie is confusing, okay?
Well, that's what I was saying. I actually enjoyed this movie. But like when I first watched it, I sat there kind of going, why am I enjoying this? I shouldn't be enjoying this. This is a really bad movie.
It's because it's a Christmas movie.
Exactly. Because it's a Christmas movie. And like I said, it has all those elements of being a Christmas story. You know, it's like happiness is brought to the Martian world because Santa Claus is there and he teaches them how to be happy because these Martian kids are like brainwashed from birth. They're like plugged into a computer and they never get any fun. And I loved like the war between the fun Mars and the war Mars and the fact that the war Mars guys gets defeated by toys. It was just it was a beautiful symmetry.
Hint, hint at pokes at communism. Yeah, oh no, it's a very clear capitalism versus communism argument, with the exception of Santa, which is a reversal.
Right, exactly.
It's a total bizarre myth. It's bizarre. Anyway, this movie's all confusing. It doesn't even get its ideology right.
No, it really doesn't.
All right, so what would you rate this movie then?
I'm going with a C-.
Yeah, well, you're far more generous than I am.
I know. Are you flunking it?
D-.
D-, yeah.
It's not... I could get through it, but I still considered suicide after. So it's not quite an F just by the fact that I got through it. If I stopped watching, I would have just said F.
Yeah.
It's bad. So since this is going to go up Christmas Eve, which is today, it is today when this is going up. So so have a great Christmas, or if you don't celebrate Christmas, have a great belated Hanukkah or a Kwanzaa or whatever.
And have a happy new year, and we will see you in the new year.
Yep, with the Skiffy and Fanny Show 2.0, mofos.
Skiffy and Fanny Redux.
We should make a song of us singing, like our new theme song.
Yeah, let's not do that. Okay. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yep, and of course, the music, by the way, is by Milton DeLug and the Eskimo somethings. I don't remember. It's the guy that wrote the theme song for the movie we just reviewed.
This is the theme song of Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Yes.
Enjoy.
S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-U-S. Hooray for Santa Claus. Ba-na-ba-da-ba-da-ba. All right. We're going to go away now. See you guys next year.
Bye.